going.
Oh, all right.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is Elaine Rosen interviewing Mrs. Sholem Posner on February 5th, 1985 at 5717 Hobart Street. This is for National Council of Jewish Women Oral History, Pittsburgh Section. Mrs. Posner, we're so happy to be here today with you. Can you please tell me, in what year were you born and where were you born?
I was born in 1903 in a little shtetl, Juravich.
Mm-hmm.
I had 4 brothers and 2 sisters.
Were they born before you were?
Yeah, I am the baby of the family. I am the baby now, I'm the only one alive, the old man. I'm the youngest. When I'm thinking about my parents, I remember that I didn't know him. I used to ask mommy, where is papa? I always saw my face changed. He was in Irkutsk. In Siberia. Why it was there? I know that what they told me.
Mm-hmm.
He had
give me a clue and I'll try and help you. Just talk and maybe we can figure it out what you're trying to say.
You had lately, my talking is very bad also.
That happens to me too.
Yeah, me too.
Don't worry about it.
And when a wild safer, it was a wild trees, but small trees.
Oh, he cut down trees. He made
no, not the trees. It a wild forest.
A forest. Okay.
He used to. Pretty wealthy. Then the goyim got angry, and they make a fire all around.
Mm-hmm.
That time, a brother of my mother was already, people used to go in Sibir. They were allowed to live there. If they have something, well, we could say they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they took my father didn't have to do anything. It was everything gone by with fire. So they took him there. And there he find a lot of people, Jewish people, which went from all kind of business. They sent them there, political
mm-hmm. prisoners.
Yeah, not prisoners, but political. They sent them
exile.
And he used to send letters to my mother, and she used to make, cook, make
all kinds of different foods for fish.
Jams.
Oh, jam. Preserves and jellies and jams.
And
mm-hmm.
send it there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good business.
Oh, so he sold
it. It worked for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They paid him for it. So it was pretty good. Then when he came, I didn't know him. For 3 years he was there. I was a little girl. And 2 brothers were already in yeshivas. So I didn't know the 2 brothers, and I didn't know my father.
Mm.
When they came, it was so strange for me. Then he came and stayed already with us. He began again do business there. And then break out the First World War. At that time, one of my brothers went there. One of my brothers were in yeshiva. One of them was already went out from the yeshiva and became a sheikh and he went in Irkutsk to mm-hmm. be there a sheikh.
In Siberia? Is it Irkutsk in Siberia?
in Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
Siberia.
So there were a lot of Jews in Siberia.
Yeah, there were a lot of Jews.
Did they have to be there, or were
Some of them, they sent for political reasons, mm-hmm. and some of them went by themselves already. Like my brother went to be there a sheikhet.
Mm-hmm.
My father to work to make a living, you know. So it's, but they became their Zionists. They had a big. My brother became a very strong Zionist. Then he came home, and when the first World War broke out, he's supposed to go in the army. They don't want to go in the army. There was a city, Harbin.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about Harbin? It doesn't belong to no country. So whoever was there, they didn't took him to the army. So all those people which didn't want to go to the army went to Harbin. So Harbin came full with young people. So, but the whole world was in war at that time. So they gave out that everyone must go back in his country. So my brother, instead to go back to Russia, they make more Zionists, was but 10 people, and they went to Israel.
Okay.
They want to go to Israel, but they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to Japan, and it was springtime. They couldn't go through the place where the water spread all over. They took a man with horses, with wagons, put the things on there, and it all drowned.
Mm-hmm.
And the people drowned. Three of them came out, my brother, another two. They were swimming, they were good swimmers. And I remember at that time we didn't hear about him. We didn't know what's going on with
mm-hmm.
my brother. All of a sudden, I remember that kid, my mother, got up in the middle of the night, screaming and crying. Avram Chaim is in trouble. Avram Chaim is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
She with my mother was sitting same killing
all
night. And it went through weeks, months, we didn't know where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden we got a letter from America, United States, that he's in the United States. Hyde came in the United States. Then he drowned. So he wrote, I was thinking, I'm not dying before I sing Israel.
Uh-huh.
So all of a sudden we heard screaming, hold right, hold on right.
Mm-hmm.
They were seeing them. People seeing that they couldn't do anything because they didn't have anything with what to hold. Right, two or three people went out and they got saved. But they couldn't go in Israel, but they had to go in America. When America, they went out, they didn't have a penny. They didn't have any clothes even.
Mm-hmm.
So they made a telephone back in from where they came from. I said before the street, from where they came, the city but doesn't belong to Harbin.
Harbin, is that Shanghai in English?
Harbin is nothing. No, Shanghai doesn't belong to any country.
It's just Harbin.
Harbin.
Is it part of Russia?
All people, whatever comes,
mm-hmm.
comes. But that's why they didn't. Then they made him to go out. So they made telephone there. They had friends. When a man came with money, and gave him to be able to come to United States. So he came here in the United States. Here in the United States, my mother had a sister, but she wasn't alive that time. Yes. And he was also a religious man. He came here, and he didn't know what to do, not to work on Shabbos, so he learned to be a butcher. Butcher is closed on Shabbos. So my brother stayed with him. He was a sheikh, and he was a butcher.
Oh, that was a good shidduch.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother didn't want to be anymore a sheikh, so he made with him business. That time, United States was made very good business. It was the time of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed here for maybe a year or so, and he saved money until he saved up enough money to buy 100 dunam old in Israel, mm-hmm. and that made him possible to go. That time it wasn't Israel, it was
Palestine.
Under the
British mandate.
For the English government. And he went in Israel.
So that was Avram Chaim, who was a shochet, which means that he killed fowl or meat, ritually for religious consumption.
The other brother was learning, but not too much. One brother stayed in yeshiva. Then, see the last picture there?
Uh-huh. In a yeshiva in Russia near you?
In Russia, in Lubavitch yeshiva. That was in Lubavitch yeshiva.
Was your family Lubavitch? Was your mother and father? Or
no.
No, not yet.
Just the other. Then was a younger brother, Rafael. He was young. He was bar mitzvah. Was already the war was already. And we didn't have a place more to send him to learn. He learned up to 13 years old. Mm-hmm. Then he went to work.
Is it really true that if the boys were taken into the army, it was for 25 years? And
not in my time.
So it that was before.
Before. Okay. No, not in my time. Then the world, we stayed there. It was a little city. We moved from that city, Benigomeli, from that bigger city.
Mm-hmm.
There, my father had a brother lived in the same street. And I didn't go in school because in school we had to go in on Shabbos. So we had always a tutor, somebody. Used to come.
Didn't they have Jewish schools for Jewish? Didn't the Jewish
girls,
community
girls.
Put up?
The Jewish community, all of us, yes, on Shabbos. For boys, they have a boys not to go in Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
But for girls, didn't have.
You didn't have a school for the girls?
For boys not to go on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
To go on Shabbos, I was able to. So I used to learn in the house.
Were the girls who went on Shabbos, were these Russian schools, or were they schools run by Jews for Jews?
They went wherever they wanted. They could go to this school, go to the other school.
So the Jews had school on Shabbos too? Is that what you're saying?
I don't remember the school for boys, but the girls on Shabbos didn't.
Mm-hmm.
For boys, I know they have a special group for boys not to go on Shabbos.
Was this a Jewish school that the boys went to, or were they going to Russian schools,
If they're going to Russian school, they have to go on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a Jewish school.
Then they didn't have
to go on
Shabbos. It was very difficult to get into the Russian school, wasn't it? I mean, they didn't want to take the Jewish boys.
But the Jewish boys didn't want interest in gymnasium, especially
mm-hmm.
they didn't
mm-hmm.
like the Russian. They liked better the
Jewish
one because they got better schools.
In the Jewish schools, did they learn language? Or did they only have religious studies, or did they learn mathematics?
Not religious at all.
Not religious.
Nor only Russian things.
Only Russian things.
Otherwise, it's a cheder. It's not a school.
What about you, Robert? Did you learn languages? You have that down. What did you learn?
Well, you didn't go to school. You had a tutor. What did the tutor, what things did you learn? Did you learn Russian?
English.
Russian.
Mm-hmm. I learned Russian. And for Jewish, I went to another place to learn, read and write Jewish.
And did you learn math and science? And
if this is high, when you're going to high
mm-hmm.
already, so you're going wherever you want.
And what did your mother do? Did
she
work or did
she was a house woman, just taking on the children and the house. And my eldest two sisters also learned like this, same way. Meanwhile, that time, my older my two sisters had polyps here.
Yeah.
So they couldn't take out biopsies in ours. We had to go in Kiev.
Mm-hmm.
So they went both in Kiev. And there, as they were in a hotel, there a boy came from Odessa to go to the army. And they got the friends, you know, for 2 weeks, they were in the same place. So then they correspond with him. Mm-hmm. Came home for a whole year, they correspond, and then he came to marry her. So when he came, my father saw him. He wasn't religious at all. So he says, how can I? So they said, all right, if you wouldn't let us, we'll go in Israel, or we'll get married there. He was also Zionist. My sister was also. So my father think we anyway got married. If we don't get married here, at least let
mm-hmm.
So they got married. And she went in Odessa with him.
What was her name?
Her name?
Mm-hmm.
Elke. Elke. Then the other sister, she was very poorest. The middle one was the poorest from both of us, from me and from the oldest. She was also about 18 that time. She went to her sister in Odessa. She was there for a whole year. She learned how to make teeth. Mm-hmm. To make teeth, mm-hmm. not to. She was pretty intelligent and good looking. And there was boys which was led to. But all of a sudden she came home. She says she saw it. It's not for her. She wasn't so religious, but she couldn't stand it. It's too much
freedom.
She came back, and when my brother came
what
home.
What was his name, the brother that was in the yeshiva?
Aaron Laser.
And your sister, who made the teeth, what was her name?
Sosi. So she says to him, on everything what we had to do, we used to ask the Rebbe. The yeshiva had a Rebbe.
Mm-hmm.
She says to him, Laser, ask the Rebbe, I want a yeshiva bochur, but the primest from the yeshiva, the most religious from the yeshiva. So she couldn't stand it, the life there. She saw everything, and it didn't appeal to her.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him a name. So he said that he was surprised because he wasn't tall and he wasn't so pretty, but he was from the best boys. when this boy came to see her, I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
You didn't like him?
You didn't like him.
He was small, and he looked to me. I didn't believe it's a boy. I thought it's a man already with a beard.
But did she like him?
Wait, on my mother, we went on a side. We looked at each other. Then he was talking with him. Later, when he went away, she says to me, "How do you like it?" I says, "But he's so." Even what they standing both, they both are alike, but you look smaller, you know. She was 17 and she guesses, Bistanar.
Means you're a fool.
You didn't see his eyes,
uh-huh.
But his.
His seichel, his brain.
His brains.
Mm-hmm.
And they got married. He was really something.
She was smart.
She was smart.
She knew what she wanted.
She didn't care what they were. People looked, even now, when they know the name in the books where it says all was going on, what went on there. So his name is on top all over. That was the there. I went to Odessa. Well, my sister went to Odessa, and then came my time to go to Odessa.
After surgery, she went.
I went to Odessa, and it was a time of the big hunger in Russia in 1918.
Famine?
It was people that died in the street. They used to go and pick them up with a truck.
Mm-hmm.
In our place, a neighbor, I saw her in the morning and daytime, she was dead already. Wasn't what to eat. So she had friends. So on the other hand, it was good there. Everything was, people want to learn, was open. A school or the gymnasium or the college, everything was open. So she had two boys, which used to work there in a factory of candy, chocolate. So they was very intelligent boys, but they weren't rich, you know, they couldn't go in. But then when the revolution came.
That's just what we wanted to ask you about, the revolution.
But you know what?
All right, well, how old were you when you went with Odessa to your sister?
Yeah.
How long I was?
How old were you when you went?
I came there, I was 17 or 18. Or 18.
So you're almost like a kala?
Almost like a kala. But that time, we didn't think about
getting married, so. No.
Did you go to Odessa to study?
I went to my sister.
To your sister.
To work? Were you going to work?
No, I didn't work. I didn't do anything. I didn't know what to work. I didn't think about working also. I just came to my sister.
You just went from the small shtetl
to the
bigger
big
city.
There, the two boys, they went privately also learned, and they give exams for 8 classes, and they went for medical school. They went both. And they were very good friends with my sister. They, daytime, they used to take candy and go to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me also candy, and I also went to sell. And whatever I had money, I buy food, and I brought my sister, and we ate.
Mm-hmm. What did her husband do, religious?
He wasn't religious.
Yeah, so what did
he wasn't
do?
Religious. But the house, I don't know. Until now, I don't know why they were vegetarians,
mm-hmm.
boys, and she was vegetarian, my sister. So it wasn't
a problem
about
kosher.
About kosher,
mm-hmm.
vegetarian,
which means kosher.
So it's vegetarian is everything kosher. On the Shabbos, he was working. She didn't. She would do the bench licht, but he used to go to work.
What then kind of work did he do? What do you remember? What he did?
In an office. He worked in an office.
Okay. He was a Zionist, though.
He wasn't a Zionist.
No, this is the one. The other one was a Zionist.
Was a Zionist. He was. He went in Israel at that time. So I was good friends with them. They used to take me in college to hear the lectures, and they used to tell me about what they're going to talk, and on the way back they explained me more of what they talk, and they try to educate me.
Mm-hmm.
Then they find out that if I would go to learn for a noise for 2 years, then I can go right in first year medical school. So I got very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And it was gone by already a year or so, more than a year where I was there. Came a letter from my mother and says, should I say in Yiddish?
Say in Yiddish and then you can explain what it meant.
Es Zeit zu trachten wegen Tachlis.
Oh, it's time to get down to business?
Tachlis.
Come home.
I got very upset. And I came to my sister room crying, what are you to do? She looks at me and looks, go home. I says, why? You didn't listen to your father. Your father didn't want you to take, and you took it. She says, in Russian it's very nice. Я от своих ушла, к чужим не пристала. I went away from my own, and I didn't stick into the others.
Mm-hmm. So she wasn't, she didn't feel part of the society that wasn't religious, and she really...
But what I was thinking now, she never complained. Mm-hmm. She never said a word. But when it came that I should do the same thing, she didn't want to. And go home, it's not for you at all.
Mm-hmm. When you went out with your friends, they didn't have movies.
Yes.
They did have movies.
Yes. So I used to go.
So you were able to go out and you had all kinds of...
My parents never told me not to do something, but... All the boys, I went with boys also. Mm-hmm. I went out with boys.
So now you're more religious, and your children are more religious, and your grandchildren than you were.
It was like this. I used to go out, but yet everyone knew that they not allowed to touch me. It was like when it was the big, when I was there the last time, we didn't have what to do, so they gave up the houses. The communists took away the land from people which had, took away and gave to everyone who wants to work. So my sister with the family went, you know about Odessa, how is it, the Liman.
No, but I know
there it's by the ocean, places
water.
Where they coming to.
A port.
To,
it's a big port. Boats and...
No? The places where open fields. When you work, they're giving a piece of field to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
So she went, also one of them. So, and then, for single people who wants to work. So I went with a friend of mine in a place with boys, girls, to work.
In the fields?
In the field, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was not far from my sister. So I worked up, and I worked very good because we had a garden around, so I knew how to work. So looked at me what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Came Shabbos. So I didn't know what to do. So I went to the instructor and says to him, it's my boy's day tomorrow. You let me go to my sister for tomorrow? He says, yes. He liked my work. So I went for Shabbos. Next Shabbos.
Next Shabbos.
I said, my sister is sick. Can I go for Shabbos? Told it one more time. He came to me and said, look, I told you twice a lie, and I cannot say anymore. I'm not working on Shabbos. And he knows that I'm religious because I used to go up early in the morning and say brokers. He used to come in to wake up, but always find me already sitting and doing something.
Was he Jewish?
No, he was a Christian. But a religious also. He used to go, Sunday used to go in
the church.
So he says, good. And he went away in the garden and picked up a big podomora. I should take to my sister.
So in other words, the relations in Russia between the Jewish people and the Christian people got along.
Yes.
There was no... So
who says not?
Well, we hear about all the pogroms all the time.
Pogroms, yes.
I mean, did you ever?
They said when I was 3 years old, it was a pogrom in our little shtetl. And they took me, and they went away from the house. But there were Christian people. We knew our house. They used to come on Sunday, and they used to come to our house to stay for a while. They didn't let people to touch our house. So they...
They protected
it. Protected the house, but it was terrible. But it was nice people too.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not
all bad.
Bad,
yeah.
All the bad.
Not all
so
bad.
So you weren't afraid of them. It wasn't.
No.
There was no tension.
No. Like look like here.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's so much trouble all over, no? Mm-hmm. But you couldn't see that. And the people, you're going, living, the
people live their lives.
People live out there.
They're living.
Even though they have to put in a thing on your front door.
That's right.
All right, I think I'll stop the tape, and then we'll start with what you remember about the revolution in Russia.
Okay.